WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. 21 days until Election Day, and early voting has started in battleground strong Georgia, where turnout has been strong and a judge is temporarily put on hold, ballot counting by hand after close of voting. CBS's Nicole Killian reports.
With lines stretched outside of polling stations.
So I was just excited to be able to vote early.
There was plenty on Georgia voters' minds, especially for Michael Carver, who voted for former President Donald Trump, and John Cater, who went with Vice President Kamala Harris.
You know, she's obviously a lot more stable.
Do you think she was productive while she was in for 4 years? Do you think she was, she was the border czar. Was she productive?
As productive as the vice president can be.
After discussing his economic policy in Chicago, former President Donald Trump tells supporters at a rally in Atlanta.
3 weeks from tonight, the people of Georgia are going to end Kamala Harris's reign of failure.
Vice President Harris in Detroit appears on the Breakfast Club radio show and tells host Charlemagne the God.
His chief of staff, two secretaries of defense, his national security advisor, and his former vice president have all said he is dangerous and unfit to serve.
In the wake of two hurricanes, CBS's Scott McFarland with an announcement from a government agency.
The U.S. Small Business Administration, which offers loans for disaster victims like homeowners and businesses with damaged property, has announced they can no longer issue some new loans because the funds have run dry. They've been warning for days they were running out of money in this fund and urged Congress to get back to Washington to approve new money. But congressional leaders have said this will likely have to wait until after the election.
A Boar's Head recall triggers a USDA internal probe into the agency's handling of a deadly listeria outbreak. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's internal watchdog has opened an investigation into the agency's handling of violations at a Boar's Head plant that led to a multi-state listeria outbreak. That from Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Year after year, the United States Department of Agriculture found serious violations at that plant and did virtually nothing.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
If you miss the northern lights, you have another chance. Scientists expect more solar storms to produce auroras in unusual places as the sun continues to sizzle. They expect this high solar activity to last for at least another year, though they don't know exactly when solar activity will peak. The Super Bowl will return to Atlanta in 2028 at the home of the Falcons, following a vote of approval by NFL team owners today. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we'll potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Badgers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers preparing for another road trip, this time at Northwestern to face the Wildcats. Wide receiver Will Pauling, questionable despite not suffering a concussion against Rutgers. Luke Fickell says with 6 weeks into the season, he'll be paying more attention to players with injuries.
There's a balance to what you're doing, but you are starting to get to that middle of the second half of the season. This is a different league now, and you do have to be able to handle things a little bit different as you get to that mid-second half of the season.
NBA, the Bucks got got their first win of the preseason with a 111-107 victory over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and forward Taurean Prince got some playing time together. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They both have been fantastic. They're both very physical. And on the other end, they don't press. TP gets 5 shots or 10 shots or 1 shot. The demeanor is the exact same. You need players like that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frosty in the overnight with very frigid temperatures dropping to the upper 20s. Clear to mostly clear skies. Our winds will be light. For your Wednesday, after the frosty start, sunshine, upper 50s in the late day. Breezy and sunny Thursday, mid-60s. It's 30 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome a couple National Lampoon guys, writer Jeff Tully and actor and voice of the network Jamie Kaler. And the Marinette Rec Center's Sean Katzbeck talks blues, brews, and barbecue.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, fewer than 3 weeks, right? 20 days to the election day, the official end of the whole thing. Wow. No one has ever been as dangerous to America as Donald Trump. It can happen here. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Also, there's a new syndrome, lethal syndrome, that just causes folks to turn violent. They say, what? Also, should Kamala Harris, do the Fox so-called news interview? Should she? We'll talk about those things in the first hour here. Also, in the second hour, Christian nationalism is on the rise, but some evangelicals are pushing back. Also, why were Trump's followers stranded in the desert? What's the deal with the buses? And Project 2025 dietary rollbacks would limit our government's fight against obesity and disease-causing ultra-processed foods. I'll tell you about that in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, a big defeat for election deniers in Georgia. Democrats have a 64% chance to take the House if we vote. And, you know, it's just remarkable, remarkable news. Also, my new book is out. You can order it online. You can buy it in your local bookstore. You can get it from your library for free. It's titled The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class, and How to Rescue Our Future. And tonight at 7 o'clock, I will be giving a little speech about it and doing a book signing at Powell City of Books here in Portland. So it should be great fun. Breaking news, by the way, the United States, apparently over the weekend, the letter just got leaked to the press, and the Washington Post indicates that both the U.S. government and the Israeli government have verified its authenticity, that Joe Biden basically just said, if Israel doesn't start providing better support to the people in Gaza, he notes that the amount of food aid delivered to Gaza has dropped by more than 50% since the spring. If they don't start delivering more aid to Gaza, the United States is going to stop shipping Israel weaponry. They put a 30-day time limit on this thing, so it'll happen after the election. But it looks like, you know, the administration is getting ready to crack down on Netanyahu. One of the things that was in Bob Woodward's book that he was talking about last night with, I believe it was Lawrence O'Donnell, was that Netanyahu had been doing very little to try and get the Israeli hostages back. That virtually all of the efforts to get the hostages, the October 7th hostages back, had been done by Joe Biden, had been coming out of the White House, whereas Netanyahu had just been focusing on bombing the crap out of Gaza. So there you go. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, "No One Has Ever Been As Dangerous to America as Trump." It's a quote from General Mark Milley, who was the top military officer in the United States, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the position that Dwight Eisenhower once held during World War II. Speaking of Donald Trump, the Office of Strategic Services, the OSS, was the American predecessor to the CIA. This was created at the beginning of World War II. After World War II, it went away and was replaced by the CIA, essentially, the OSS. And they hired, in 1940, they hired a psychoanalyst, Dr. Walter C. Langer, to undertake an exhaustive, nearly year-long analysis of Adolf Hitler. From his childhood through his adulthood through, you know, basically everything that they knew about Hitler. And that report was not declassified until 1972, when it was incorporated into a book titled The Mind of Adolf Hitler. As the New York Times explained that year, 1972, quote, Langer saw Hitler as a weakling who masqueraded as a bully. Hitler, the failure, casting himself in the role, unconsciously, for reasons of mental self-preservation, as Hitler the Führer, the Superman. Right. And based on Langer's work, the OSS summarized the strategy that Hitler used, driven in part by his own psychopathy, or psychopathy, to both seize and hold power. Quote, his primary rules were, just listen to this. This is the OSS describing Adolf Hitler in 1943. His primary rules were never let the public cool off, never admit a fault or wrong, never concede that there might be some good in your enemy, never leave room for alternatives, never accept blame, concentrate on one enemy at a time and blame him for everything that goes wrong. People will believe a big lie sooner than a little one, and if you repeat it frequently enough, people will sooner or later believe it. End of quote. Sound familiar? And now, most recently, we learned that Donald Trump has told us that he intends to use the military to go after his so-called enemies. The military. That's what Putin does. That's what Stalin did. That's what Kim Jong-un does. Trump said, I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick, radical left lunatics. It should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by the National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military, because they can't let that happen. End quote. And, you know, we learned this past weekend that former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, told Bob Woodward, quote, no one has ever been as dangerous to this country as Donald Trump. Now I realize he's a total fascist. He is the most dangerous person to this country. The Washington Post added that General Milley told them that he, quote, also fears being recalled to uniform to be court-martialed for disloyalty should Trump win against Vice President Kamala Harris in November. Milley's fear of being put in front of a firing squad is well-placed. Trump himself told Woodward about Milley and other generals, quote, I will order them back to active duty and then I will court-martial them. Rolling Stone magazine reporters Aswain Subasang and Patrick Reese wrote a piece, an article for Rolling Stone, in which they interviewed a number of people who'd been very close to Donald Trump when he was in the White House. The headline of their article kind of summarizes the whole thing. Quote, Trump plans to bring back firing squads, group executions if he retakes White House. Right. And Trump has promised to go after journalists. He calls us the enemies of the people. I mean, you know, I think that might be one of the reasons why so many journalists have gone so soft on Trump. And frankly, I have little doubt that if he's elected, he'll do everything he can to break people like me. And you, if you've ever posted anything on Facebook or Twitter or any social media against Trump. I mean, this is Viktor Orban is arresting people for saying bad things about him on Facebook. Putin has been, you know, putting people in prison for years for speaking out against him on social media. And then you got Mike Flynn, you know, who was pardoned from prison for lying to the FBI about his meetings with the Russian ambassador. And Trump has promised him a job in the next administration. He was in Reverend Moon's son's church. And said, believe me, if we win, then Katie bar the door. Believe me, the gates of hell, my hell, will be unleashed. Right. So here we have, you know, Donald Trump laying out basically a fascist vision for America. And then you got, you know, Trump's protege, J.D. Vance, his vice presidential running mate, who, if Trump gets elected, will almost certainly become president sometime in the next 4 years, given how old Trump is and what kind of poor health he's in. Last night, he had this town hall, in fact, with Kristi Noem moderating. Now, town halls are where you answer questions from the people, right? So Trump shows up for the town hall. He gets two questions. He completely flubs both of them. Just goes into these long, rambling, you know, things that didn't make any sense, and he didn't answer either question. And then he says, let's just listen to music. And he stands there for 39 minutes listening to Time to Say Goodbye, Pavarotti, I think it was. And, you know, I mean, just Ave Maria, right? And I people are scratching their head going, what's the deal? You know, what happened? And, I think it's fairly obvious. He didn't want to answer any more questions. He knew that he didn't have answers. And he didn't want to just do his regular rant, his rally rant, because he didn't have a teleprompter. And this was a town hall. So what does he do? He says, let's listen to music for almost an hour. After only answering two questions at a time. I mean, he just also backed out. This news just broke like in the last hour. He was scheduled to be on CNBC's Squawk Box, you know, the business show. And he backed out of that one, too. And then you got, as I said, J.D. Vance, whose mentor, or this obscure political philosopher that J.D. Vance seems to worship, has argued that a reasonable way to deal with people who are, quote, not productive would be to, quote, convert them into biodiesel, which can help power the muni buses. Right. He also said that, quote, real Holocaust-free Nazism has never been tried. Yeah, just what we need, right? And as Rachel Maddow pointed out, this guy says that we need to replace our president with a chief executive officer, a CEO, and that Americans have to get over their dictator phobia. It's not like we weren't warned about these guys. Barry Goldwater in 1964 in the speech when he accepted his nomination for president, Republican nomination for president in 64, he said, and I quote, now, those who seek absolute power, even though they seek it to do what they regard as good, are simply demanding the right to enforce their own version of heaven on earth. And let me remind you, they are the very ones who always create the most hellish tyrannies. Absolute power does corrupt, and those who seek it must be suspect and must be opposed. But here we are. I mean, Hitler... publicly argued sentiments to the effect of, I will get rid of the communist vermin. I will take care of the enemy within. Jews and migrants are poisoning Aryan blood. And one people, one nation, one leader. These were Hitler's slogans. Sound familiar? You know, I lived in West Germany back in the 1980s. I knew people who were actually, I knew two people who were in the Hitler Youth, and I knew one guy who was a spy for Hitler. And, I mean, they were all horrified by what had happened and their role in it, frankly. They're all dead now. But, and my friend Armin Lehman, you know, was the 16-year-old courier who personally delivered to Adolf Hitler the news that the war was lost and stood outside his bunker as Hitler committed suicide. It can happen here. Vote. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. Stick around. We'll be right back. More of the news right after this. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheaten rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught Codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and even your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. So give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get that free month supply and 15% off. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
weakling who rose a dangerous plan. Hitler's lies spread like fire through fear. Repeat them enough and the truth disappears. It happened once, don't turn a blind eye. History repeats, don't let it slide by.
Back 25 minutes past the hour, and former President Trump's movement, the MAGA movement, should be considered a contagious disease with a primary symptom of violence, according to Dr. Jerry Slutkin, an epidemiologist who worked abroad for years and years and said that his 15 years working in other countries that were dictatorships says that, well, this is what he said. Quote, in these countries, you can't speak or act freely and don't want to live there. He said, life is fear. People fear the government, their neighbors, and even their family and friends. Businesses and press can be taken away. People can be suddenly imprisoned or disappear. He was talking with our buddy Salon's Chauncey DeVega, who's been on this program many times. He said, I understand MAGA as an epidemic disease infecting many through what I call brain flaws. There are brain pathways for copying and following others in the cortex, dopamine system, and pain centers to motivate conformity and violence. Violence is a disease, and specifically a contagious disease. The disease spreads through these brain processes. He said, this is a dangerous and lethal syndrome of what I call authoritarian violence disorder. He said, Trump is a massive super spreader, using a stream of lies to reprogram people's brains into a pathological state, causing them to, quote, abandon their own decision-making and obey. That's pretty grim stuff, but, you know, I can't argue with that. There are these things in the brain called mirror neurons that are, you know, the system through which we experience empathy. When you see another person experiencing a particular emotional state, you yourself begin to experience that emotional state. And that is, you know, that is called empathy. And, but I'm not hearing anything. And so, anyhow, we'll be right back. Stick around. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids,
your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. back, 34 minutes past the hour. So it's been at least a month since Donald Trump sat down for any kind of interview with any kind of mainstream outlet. And I'm including Fox in the designation of mainstream. And, you know, he's showed up on a couple of right-wing, well, the last right-wing podcast he showed up on, he said, I'm basically an honest guy. And the guy broke into laughter. I think that was the last interview he did. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, last night he did this town hall, which is supposed to be, you know, an hour and a half of Q&A. And after two questions, he said, ah, screw it, let's listen to music for 40 minutes, which is what they did. I think he's losing it. I really do. And now, this is fascinating. Kamala Harris is doing the exact opposite. She's making herself super available everywhere. She's been on Stephen Colbert. She was on 60 Minutes. Trump said no. He had earlier said he would be on 60 Minutes. He backed out at the last minute, just like today he backed out of the CNBC Squawk Box interview. She's been on Howard Stern's show. Love to get her on this show. Special report is Brett Baer's program on Fox so-called news. Brett Baer is an actual journalist. You know, Fox does have some, you know, they have to maintain some sort of a patina of newsiness, right? And that's Brett Baer. And tomorrow he's going to interview Kamala Harris. And the right wing is freaking out over on Twitter. I mean, they're just going hysterical. Brett Baer posted on Twitter that that he was going to be interviewing Kamala Harris on Wednesday. He posted this yesterday. And this from The Nation, from John Nichols. Trump supporters swarmed all over Fox's Brett Baer today like he was a Capitol Police officer on January 6th after he posted on Twitter that he'll be interviewing Kamala Harris on Wednesday. Midas Touch reports Baer received 2,200 comments on his tweet announcing the interview in just the first hour after he posted it. Most of them are telling, you know, giving him like weird conspiracy theories to ask Harris about. But they fully expect him to go in with guns blazing. This is going to be interesting. I am confident. I have no concerns about this. I am confident Kamala Harris can handle this. she's handled everything so far. It's just wild to me that we're 20 days out from the election, and according to most of the polling, it's still tied. And according to the betting sites, by the way, there's three major betting sites, and all three of them are now showing big leads for Donald Trump. And nobody can explain why. I mean, they all went from having Kamala Harris in the lead until about, what, 4 or 5 days ago? And suddenly, all three flipped. Now, being betting sites, you could change the odds of a betting site by simply dropping a couple hundred thousand dollars or maybe a few million dollars on a bet. And suddenly the odds change. So there's a lot of speculation that right-wing billionaires are trying, and maybe even Elon Musk, are trying to rig the betting sites, basically, so that Trump supporters can, you know, stop sucking their thumbs and be a little more, optimistic about the future. We'll see. We'll see. I continue to think it's going to be a blowout. I am concerned about the House and Senate. I'm very concerned about the Senate specifically, but we'll see. So, what's on your mind? Kevin in Middletown, Maryland. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today? What's up?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. I just wanted, my original question was going to be why it's so difficult for the Democrats and the pro-Harris super PACs to communicate the fact that everything that Trump says is basically a projection. The only ones that really seem to be doing it effectively are the late-night TV hosts.
Yeah.
In their monologues.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Everything he, that was what the original. But if I can make a comment about one thing that might be driving Trump's numbers, and that is historic and civic ignorance. When I talk to Trump supporters, I find that I'm either giving a civic lesson or a history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to understand the basics. And you and I think we grew up in the Cold War.
Yep.
And we're well aware of what a dictator and authoritarian government look like. But we've acquired some distance from that. And people don't recognize authoritarianism or understand what it looks like as it when a democracy becomes
Yeah, and at first people are gung-ho for it, you know. I mean, you know, Putin was widely supported across Russia, for example, you know, and now if Russia was actually a democracy, Putin would be out on his butt. But, you know, now that he's got the power that Trump wants, you know, nobody can dislodge him, you know. You're absolutely right, Kevin. Kevin, thank you. That was an excellent point. Excellent point. Thank you. James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Well, my question was, what's wrong with 47% of the population? But that quote from Dr. Slotkin, that answers it all.
Yeah.
That gives a perfectly clinical,
it's a contagious
scientific
mental illness.
Answer. It absolutely is. And I've watched it happen before my very eyes.
Yep, me too.
But the main problem, I have a family member that has depression, and she cannot, in Montgomery, cannot find a doctor. Whenever a doctor comes, they don't stay long. And, you know, they just cut and run and leave the patients hanging, for lack of a better phrase. I mean, the mental health treatment and state of treatment in this country is appalling.
It's
outrageous.
It's true. And part of the reason is because most insurance companies and policies don't cover mental health.
I think it's because the oligarchy thinks that a sick and neurotic and phobic society is better for them. It's the only thing I can figure.
It could be. I think it's just that the health insurance companies are able to pretend that, you know, a disease of the brain is not the same thing as a disease of the kidney. You know, it saves them money. It makes them money, in fact. But you're absolutely right. It's a real crisis in America that so many insurance policies and even Medicare to a large extent and the Medicare Advantage programs by and large don't cover mental health services or don't do it in any kind of comprehensive way. Excellent point, James. Thank you very much for the call. John in Harlem, New York. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Hartman. It's been a long time since I've talked with you, but I was really, really troubled by an important thing that you said the other day about the 12th Amendment to the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
and that if nobody gets the electoral vote and that it would go to the states and each state would have one vote, I'm really troubled by it because that's what I think Trump is meaning to trying to do.
Oh,
and I also
count on.
Feel that... And what I fear is that no matter how many people vote, we must vote for Kamala, we must, but how many people vote, he's still going to scream rigged election and there'll be a second insurrection. And I feel that Mr. Biden, our president, who I feel was treated, still I'm hurting over how he was treated so badly, I feel that Mr. Biden, Americans, I, Claudius, will save us from this because he will still be commander-in-chief and he will have to call out the forces to save us from Trump. And I want to thank you for that book about Trump and the Antichrist because we have American Antichrist now. He's not the final Antichrist, but we need to put him, as it is said in the book of Revelation, put Trump and his minions down into the abyss and put the chain over it or else this country is destroyed.
Yeah.
And I feel that how can we get people to understand the dimensions of the Constitution and that after Trump, we are going to have democratic reform with a small d because we're going to have to save the Constitution and make sure the Constitution is addressed to every American and that we have the right to vote and that doesn't go to other parties or, you know, what have you. And we also must make all the territories of this country states. This country is still an imperialistic country. We have to have Puerto Rico and Guam, and that becomes states, and most certainly the District of Columbia, D.C. They all must become states because, as you had said, if it's one vote each state, we, as the blue states, will be outnumbered by the red states.
Yep.
And so
yep.
we have to have some safeguards. So what do you think about all this? Because
I don't disagree with anything you said, John. I think those are all excellent points. And the Puerto Rican statehood, actually, there's a referendum on the election. It's non-binding, but again, they're doing it this year, this November, in Puerto Rico. There's a vote on statehood. And my guess is it'll probably go pretty well. And D.C. should have become a state a long time ago. There's more people living in D.C. than there are in Wyoming or Vermont.
Right.
You know, it's like this is just, you know, not a good thing. It's not a good thing for democracy. You're absolutely right. And, of course, Republicans are the ones who fight that. And it's just, you know, it's going to take Democrats controlling all three branches of government, or two branches of government anyway, you know, both the House and the Senate and the White House, you know what I mean, to make this happen. And so, anyhow, John, thank you very much for the call. Spot on. It's 15 minutes before the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught cotton skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Hey, friends. Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take.
The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I have. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers. Just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off everything on the website. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American dream for me and you. Lefty
Talk Radio. It's 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Tony in Long Island, New York. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Hey, 2 points real quick. I was looking at the poll results, which are really showing it a neck-and-neck thing. I really do believe that it's probably a lot more in favor of Harris than most people think. And the reason I'm just saying that is because people like myself, I normally, back pre-2016, I would have whomever I was supporting for an election, I would have their lawn signs out. I don't even dare put a lawn sign out on my property right now for Harris Waltz, for fear that the majority of people that live in this area, in Suffolk County, Long Island, they're all Trump supporters. Mm. And I don't want a rock coming through my window, much less I've seen somebody who had a sticker that Harris Waltz, and I saw that their car was being destroyed by multiple people.
Mm. Yeah.
So I really think that there might be a lot more Harris Waltz supporters than a lot of people are really giving credence to. It's just that, unfortunately, for lack of a better word, we're being intimidated to be quiet about it for the moment.
Well, there's a couple things going on. There are a bunch of phony Republican polls that just kind of popped up in the last year or so that are being incorporated into some of these aggregate polling numbers, particularly 538. And the consequence of that is that it looks like Trump is doing better than, frankly, I think he is. And I think that they're doing that to help with his inevitable claim that the election was stolen from him. So you've got that. And then I also think that that the pollsters are not catching people who are registering to vote or who have registered to vote in the last year, particularly, pissed off young women, around the whole Dobbs abortion issue. And they're not showing up. So I the early voting numbers are looking really good. Now that said, Democrats, Republicans tend not to early vote and tend not to vote by mail, and Democrats tend to do both. So, it's hard to definitely predict anything. But so far, it's looking good to me, Tony.
What befuddles me, and as a Hispanic male, is Trump is saying that he wants to incorporate, I believe, a 1798 law. I think that this country used this during World War II against the Japanese Americans.
Yeah, the Insurrection Act.
Correct, the Insurrection Act. And now he's stating point blank that he wants to not only institute the Insurrection Act, but he also wants to have a quote unquote elite police force. Now, does that not sound like the SS troops of Nazis?
It absolutely does.
It totally befuddles me that any Hispanic in this country would listen to this rhetoric. I mean, if they were educated on this and say, wait a minute, they could come here and take my wife, my child, my neighbor, I'm Puerto Rican descent, But who knows if they want to say, well, you know something, he looks like he could be a Mexican, let's throw him into the mix.
Yep. Well, that's what happened in 1956 when Dwight Eisenhower tried that. An estimated 20,000 American citizens got deported.
Oh, my God. George Sakai was speaking about this, and he's a Japanese-American, and he was an internment camp.
Yep, there you go. Tony, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing your heartfelt concerns, and thank you so much. Tom in Seattle. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I haven't talked to you for a long time. I used to call in when you're on Air America and that sort of thing.
So what's up, Tom?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to talk about, I've been reading a book about Harry S. Truman and how he started doing his whistle stops after he had to deal with the KKK and all these other right-wing groups way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the car that he rode in to do his whistle stops was called the Ferdinand Magellan, and it was probably twice as heavy as all the other cars on the train. And he used to have to scold the engineers to slow down because he's going to kill everybody else on the train if they go off the track. Their car was so heavy, and they didn't give it that much thought. Well, anyway, they were so convinced by the media that Harry S. Truman was going to lose that they were hurrying up his whistle stops. But at the same time, Harry S. Truman kept telling people, no, I'm ahead. And all the media was saying, no, you're behind.
Yeah.
And they were telling everybody that he was behind.
Yeah, there was that famous Chicago newspaper's headline, Truman loses or...
Yeah.
Dewey wins,
exactly,
or whatever.
Yeah, Dewey won. They had the headline, Dewey won, and Harry Truman had won. And it's just, this is the same thing that's been going on. The news media is owned by oligarchs, and they all tell the people that work under them to stop being liberals, even though they're called liberals. They're not liberals because they work for these oligarchs. And this is the problem in America, that these media outlets are all owned by very rich people, corporate people, and that sort of thing. And this is why we always get scared to death that we're going to lose. I'm not trying to say that we have false hope or anything, because we need to get out and vote, and everybody needs to get out and vote. I hold a sign whenever I get a chance to down by the corner of my street that says, but just say no to the lies.
There you go.
Vote for Kamala.
There you go.
So, anyway.
Good on you, Tom. Good on you. Thanks a lot for the call. I share your sentiment. Optimism seems to be in short supply these days, but I'm still optimistic. Tom, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side. Christian nationalism on the rise. I'll tell you about that.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-02.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time, Pat Kreitlow, Trigvi Olsen, as we welcome special guest, author, and commentator Ari Berman. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on Air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.